Morning Watch. Experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ, 1. Week 6. Christ as the Word of God. Thursday, related verses. John 1:29. The next day, he saw Jesus coming to him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." Hebrews 9:26-28. Since then, he would have had to suffer often since the foundation of the world. But now, once at the consummation of the ages, he has been manifested for the putting away of sin through the sacrifice of himself. So Christ also, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time to those who eagerly await him, apart from sin, unto salvation. 1 Corinthians 15:3. For I delivered to you, first of all, that which also I received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Hebrews 10:5-7-9-10. Therefore, coming into the world, he says, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me." Then I said, "Behold, I have come. In the roll of the book it is written concerning me, to do your will, O God." He then has said, "Behold, I have come to do your will." He takes away the first that he may establish the second, by which we will have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Colossians 1:20. And through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Through him, whether the things on the earth or the things in the heavens. Related reading. John 1:3 reveals Christ in the creation of all things in the beginning of time. Christ is also seen in the incarnation of the invisible God to be a visible man, partaking of man's flesh and blood, for the redemption of the lost universe to bring in the New Testament age. The incarnated God has blood. Acts 20:28 says that God purchased the church with his own blood. God partook of man's flesh and blood for the redemption of the lost universe. The entire universe, including the heavens, was contaminated by Satan, the archangel created by God, in his rebellion against God. The first rebel caused the entire universe to become lost, so all things on earth and in the heavens needed to be redeemed by God. In his becoming the Lamb for the redemption of the lost world, Christ speaks to us how God accomplished his redemption judicially, through his death as the procedure according to his righteousness. Christ redeemed the universe by becoming a man. The New Testament age began at the incarnation of Christ, creation brought in a universe, but this universe became lost. Then God came to be a man by the name of Jesus with a human nature to redeem the lost universe back to a new age, the New Testament age, starting from the day that Christ was born. Christ is also revealed in his becoming the Lamb to take away the sin of the world, mankind, judicially for the New Testament. This is the third great event in the history of the universe. When he was put to death on the cross, God considered him the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. He became a man for the purpose of redeeming the lost universe. Yet, he still needed to take a further step to go to the cross to die, bearing the sins of mankind on the cross as the Lamb. According to John 1:29, John the Baptist declared concerning Christ, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. The phrase "of the world" in verse 29 actually means from mankind. Through Satan, sin entered into man, for Satan injected sin into the human race. But Christ, as the Lamb of God, came to take away sin from mankind. Christ died on the cross to deal with sin, and also with sins. In the Gospel of John, the Lamb of God signifies the Word in the flesh as the fulfillment of all the Old Testament offerings to accomplish God's full redemption. This means that Christ is the totality of all the offerings. He is not only the sin offering, but also the trespass offering, the burnt offering, the meal offering, the peace offering, the wave offering, the heave offering, the free will offering, and the drink offering. With Christ as all the offerings, we have God's full redemption, and we may experience and enjoy this redemption. Through Christ as the Lamb of God fulfilling all the offerings, we may now enter into God and participate in the divine life and nature. Because of Christ as the Lamb of God, we are all well able to enter into God. We may boldly come into God, knowing that He does not have the right to reject us, because we come through His Lamb. We have full redemption in Christ as the Lamb of God, and therefore we are enabled to enter into God to enjoy all that He is.